All right, 1380 WPHM. It is Thursday morning, and this is the time that we hand things over to Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber, and we're doing our homework. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Paul, and welcome to Do It Your Homework. I'm your host, Chip Mortimer, and we're going to get back into some decking products. We talked to Jeff Grauer a little bit ago, and we kind of went through the AZAC decking, but there's more to the AZAC product. Need to touch base a little bit on the warranty, maybe some fastener systems, and talk a little bit about the AZAC railing, and a fairly new product, a recyclable product, AZAC pavers. So with that, I'm going to jump right in the program, and let me introduce, welcome to the program, Jeff.
Hi, Chip. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Maybe just give us another quick, brief overlay of what is the AZAC company for someone that maybe not real familiar.
So AZAC is a manufacturer of beautiful, high-end, low-maintenance building materials. We were founded in 1983 in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Recently, we were acquired by Ares Management Group and the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan September 2013. Our headquarters are in Skokie, Illinois, and we have offices in Wilmington, Ohio, and Scranton, Pennsylvania. We've got roughly 1.5 million square feet of manufacturing under roof in Scranton and in Wilmington. And I'm the territory manager for Eastern Michigan, and I've been with the company for 16 years.
Okay. Well, thank you. Talk to me a little bit about, we've had very, very minimal problems with the AZAC product, unlike maybe some of the other decking products. Just tell me, Jeff, if there is a problem with AZAC, maybe, you know, a color fading or colors not matching out of one lot to a next lot. What is the normal policy for AZAC to, let's say, back up Mortimer Lumber and help support the customer to get the product right? What are the steps that kind of happen?
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on manufacturing quality products. That's why there's very few, if any, quality issues out in the marketplace, but because they're man-made products, sometimes they do occur, and it's a simple process. Basically, the homeowner would just go onto our website. They would go to azac.com or timbertech.com, and they would go down to warranty and care on the homepage, and they would fill out a warranty claim form. It's a very simple process. There's three basic parts where they've got to look to fill in information, and then our warranty department gets right back with them. We eliminate the contractor and the lumberyard from the relationship between a homeowner and AZAC. They go right to our company and take care of those issues if they do occur, and they're very, very few and far in between.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Just might want to mention that at Mortimer Lumber, we carry a product called Cortex, and Cortex is part of the fastening system, and it's kind of like pre-drilled, and then when you're finished putting the screw in, that you have a little plug, and so you actually plug the deck. And I've, you know, once that's done, it's even hard for me knowing that where to maybe look for the plugs, but I still have a hard time finding where those plugs are. So it's really kind of a perfect fit, the Cortex matching up to the colors of AZAC. So with that, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the AZAC railing system. Tell me what's it like?
AZAC railing is very similar to our AZAC decking with regards to an ultra-low maintenance product. We've got roughly seven different types of railing, from the real painted wood look to the builder-grade look to the aluminum railing, which has become very popular lately. What we pride ourselves on is, you know, virtually non-detectable fastening. So when you attach the railing, you're looking at very nice clean lines. And our main line, the Premier and the Radiance rail, those two lines come in five different colors that look like real wood.
Okay. We talked in a previous segment about, you know, installing the AZAC decking. What about installing the AZAC railing? Is it something that, you know, a weekend do-it-yourself could do, or is it more left to the professional contractor?
Very similar to the decking. It's about 75% of our railing is installed by professional contractors, 25% by homeowners. And what's beautiful about our entire product line is we've got roughly 7.5-minute videos where they can go on YouTube and or they can go on our website and look at how to install our railing. And It may take maybe 45 minutes the first time they do a section, but after that, they cut it down considerably.
Okay. And once again, the Mortimer employees are trained on the railing system, so there's no problem there?
Correct. They know exactly what's available, and they have installation guidelines available to their customers as well.
Okay. Jeff, tell me, a relatively new product, the AZAC pavers, isn't that a recyclable product, what's the makeup of the AZAC pavers?
That's a great product, Chip, and it is relatively new to the industry. We bought a company 5 years ago. It's 95% recycled content, and what's surprising is we're utilizing ground-up truck rubbers and also high-grade clear medical plastic as recycled. So 95%, we add pigment to it, some flame retardant to it, and it comes on a 16x16 grid. What's interesting is we've got three different versions, a permeable paver, a new construction paver, and a resurfacing paver. And believe it or not, the resurfacing paver can go over an existing deck that's still structurally sound instead of having to replace that deck and or continually, you know, stain and power wash that product, that deck.
Okay. And that's interesting that it's recycled truck tires.
Yeah, we finally found a use for something, and the folks that are using this product, they absolutely love it. It aesthetically looks like a real 4x8 or 8x8 or 4x4 concrete paver, but it needs very little maintenance. We're talking about washing it off like you do our decking, maybe a couple, three times a year.
Okay, that's very good. Plus, it probably maybe adds a little value to your home, I would think, too.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, great. With that, that's going to conclude our program today. And if you have any questions or comments or want to talk about something, we can be reached at Mortimer Lumber at radio@mortimerlumber.com or WPHM.net.